Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another broadcast of Using My Keys. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Thankful and grateful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you a word of empowerment. I ask that you would forgive us for our delay, but it's been one of those mornings, amen, as we prepare to go to the house of worship, and I have to deliver a word this morning as well. So we just thank God for his time. We thank God for his space. We thank God for another opportunity to just share a word of empowerment to those who have an ear to hear what the Lord is speaking in this season, that we would all be empowered. And as we are empowered, we take the responsibility to empower someone else. This morning, very briefly, I want us to look at a passage of scripture in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 27, and it says this: nothing can stop God's plan for your life. Let me say that again. Isaiah 14, 27, nothing, not a thing can stop God's plan for your life. And if I have to give you a topic this morning, it's simply don't give up. Don't give up. We are in a place and a time in life, and I'm speaking even of myself this morning. The hustles and bustles of life seem to sometimes weigh us down. And even as I am looking to God for what to release this morning, he was talking to me about the fact that our ability to succeed and our breakthroughs are dependent upon us. As he has given us the ability, he has given us the capacity and the propensity to really go forth in life and do whatever it is he desires to do in us, because he's equipped us already. But what happens with us is that even though we know and we have a glimpse of understanding as to what God has done for us, there are still some things within us that hinder us from moving forward in God's plan. Yeah. It gets in the way. It weighs us down. And the example that the Lord showed me this morning is, and I'm sure that I'll use it later, about a race. The scripture also tells us that the race is not given to the swift, but it's given to the one that endures. And that's good if we're going to run a cross-country race, but if we're going to run a race, and say we're going to run a 100-meter race, that race requires that we be fit. It requires that we're dressed appropriately. It requires that we've done the necessary training so that we can move as quickly as possible without injury to reach the finish line and succeed. So here it is, we're at the starting line. Say maybe two or three of us together, standing at the starting line, getting ready to move according to what the coach says, okay? And we're going to call Jesus. He's our big brother. We're going to call him the coach because of his bloodshed on Calvary. You know, he's already coached us to let us know that we can have life, we can win. But here we are as our coach on a track team, and we're at the line, and we're about to race. And so there's one racer who's down in stance, you know, with his knee down and his head up, and he's ready to take off. And then there's another one who comes to the line and they just sit there on the line. Not in any kind of stance to do anything. They just sit on the line. They say, okay, I'm in the race. I have no expectation to win. I'm in the race. Okay, yeah. Then we have another one who comes to the race. They don't get down in a stance. They just stand there like, let's just hurry up and get this thing over with. God said in that, as he looks at each of us, as we are moving about in the things that God has given us to do, that many of us are sitting at the line. He's prepared us to go forward. He's equipped us to go forward, but we're sitting at the start line, not ready to move. But again, the scripture says nothing can get in the way of God's plan for our lives. Well, the one thing that I see and I experience that gets in the way of God's plan for my life is me. I get in the way. Because I, at times, feel like, oh, there's so much going on. I'm fearful of success. I'm fearful of losing. You know, I've got too many bills. My kid's acting funny. You know, oh, the job is crazy. This, the car broke down. Da-da-da-da-da. I come up with this whole list of things that may be hindering me from moving forward in what God has said to. As it is with these three runners that are preparing to run this race that God has given them. You have one that's eagerly waiting to move forward. He wants to press, 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 press. He wants to press to fulfill what God has for him. Why? He is in alignment. He has done what he needed to do to prepare himself to win. And then you've got others that are lackadaisical. They're just, it is what it is, it ain't what it ain't, whatever. I'm gonna go through the motions, but I have no intent of really succeeding. And then you got some folk, some church folk, that just come and sit and watch and talk about the race, and they talk about that one who might be succeeding and that one who might be moving, and they try to come up with ways to hinder or sway them not to move according to God's plan for their lives. But God said this morning, he wants to encourage and remind us that when we seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, when we begin to align with his plan, his will for our lives, there is nothing, not even we, can get in the way of God's plan for our lives. Why, preacher, do you say I can't get in the way? Why? Because when you subject yourself to the will of the Holy Spirit, why? Because when you get up and you begin to have a relationship daily with God, you're speaking with him, you're having constant conversation, you hear him, and you move according to his voice. He says, my sheep know my voice, and because you are one of his, you begin to move according to what he is speaking. You go where he tells you to go. You do what he tells you to do. You speak what he tells you to speak, so much so that you become lost in him, that when you get up daily, you die. You cause your flesh to die so that you can come up and be what it is that God would have you to be. You are, oh my God, you are gearing yourself for, as it is with this runner. He gets up in the morning and he runs his lap and he does his weights and whatever it requires. He's eating the right food and drinking the right thing, having the right conversations. He's not walking around talking about, oh, I'm the slowest one in the district, I'm the slowest one in the school. No, he goes around saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and even as I stand at this line, I am prepared to win. But as Christ ambassadors, too often we're not declaring those things, but we're quick to come up with all the excuses as to why we cannot succeed. God just wanted me to stop by this morning and to empower you with this word. Nothing can stop his plan. Not even you can get in the way. You may be able to delay it, my sister or my brother, but nothing can stop God's plan for your life. But this is the key. In order for his life to manifest, in order for his plan to manifest in and in mine, we've got to come to a place of where we acknowledge him, where we acknowledge his plan. We want to be in alignment. We do what's required of us. We put aside every weight and sin that would so easily beset us from running this race. We press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, and we let nothing separate us. And we succeed. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, I want to say to you that whatever you're facing in your life at this very moment, I don't care how big it may look, I don't care how small it may feel, I don't care what's going on in your life at this very moment, God wants me to remind you that nothing can stop his plan for your life. Situation right now, just get up from where you are and begin to decree and declare over your life that I am a winner. Not because I say so, but because God says so, that I can do all things according to his plan for my life. I can do those things because he has strengthened me. He has placed in me an ability, a propensity, and a capacity to succeed. And I can. I will. Daddy wants you to not give up this morning. Don't give up. I listen to single mothers and even families who are preparing to send their children back to school here in Virginia, and they're talking about the cost. And when you have several children, that cost is multiplied. And you say, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Guess what? God said, don't even worry about that. Everything your child needs to succeed in this year, coming year in school, he'll have it. She'll have it. They'll have it. And they'll do great and mighty things. If you continue to keep your faith in God, continue to do those things that he's instructed you to do, continue to stay in alignment according to his will for your life. Do those things and know that you will succeed. One thing, too, God, thank you. Watch your mouth. God reminds us of that a lot here. And I'm sure there's a reason. But God said, watch your mouth. Watch what you say, even about yourself. Even about yourself. Watch what you say. The Word tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Therefore, speak life. And if that's what the Word says, then speak life. I can tell you that there's some days when I experience not having everything I need to succeed in that moment. But I'm very careful to not to speak what my problem is. I speak my solution. Don't dwell on your problem, Father says. Don't dwell on the lack. Dwell on the fact that he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Dwell on the attributes of who he is. He's our Father. Scripture tells us that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell there. Everything belongs to him. And because he's our daddy and daddy wants to take care of his children, we have access. We have authority. We have dominion. God is reminding you to use what he's given you. Use what you have access to. Don't give up. Don't give up today. Please, my brothers and sisters, don't give up. Don't give up. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time with you this morning, God, for this quick moment that we can reflect on everything that you've done and begin to focus on those things which are to come. Father, thank you for prompting us to get back in alignment, to steady ourselves for the course that's set before us, to prepare, oh God, to endure this race as a good soldier. Why? Because we win. Why? Because nothing can stop your plan for our lives. And Father, for that, we say thank you this morning. We give you praise this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. We love you this morning, God. And as we go forward in this day, God, for every listener, God, we thank you that this seed will take root and bring forth a great harvest in their lives so that others will see your glory through them. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. And count these things done. Now in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listeners, I pray that this quick word has been a blessing to you. Don't give up. Nothing can stop his plan for your life, not even you anymore. You're getting out of the way and allowing God to have his way. We love you here at the Empowerment Place. We love you so much. We pray God's blessings. And as always, we encourage you to be empowered. And after you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless.